So here you are in a world that is not only changing, but it is challenging every piece of your communication, not only with each other, but with yourselves. And sometimes that can, of course, be frustrating, but we would like to talk to you about the power of self-communication. Every word you speak to yourself is creating a grid, a kind of energy form in which you live. We want to stop now and make sure no one is worried about perfectionistic self-communication, because that does not exist. That no one will ever do that perfectly. But self-communication can be done consciously. And that means that when you hear an old phrasing, it does not have to be directly aimed at you, but you hear an old phrasing, you might want to keep in mind that that probably goes with an old grid, an old communication grid. And we are in a time now when it is very important to establish new communication grids. And what does that mean? Well, we're going to take it from the very basic level, of course, which is loving kindness. Whatever you say to yourself needs to be run through the filter of loving kindness. And that, once again, we do not do this perfectly, but in creating a self-communication grid, loving kindness needs to be at the heart of it. And so you want to watch the voice that you are talking to yourself with to make sure that if it is about you or your life or what you are doing or what you are creating, loving kindness comes first. Sometimes that requires a literal saying to the self of everything I am thinking about, doing, talking about, must come through loving kindness. My being will no longer accept a communication that does not come to me in that way. This sounds very basic, but you would be astonished at how powerful it is, because it is part of then a grid that you are creating. When you have loving kindness as the filter for your self-communication, then you can save yourself a lot of pain in areas of self-criticism, self-doubt, second-guessing, all of those things that actually take power from you. We want to say that again because we think it is sometimes not understood. Self-doubt, self-criticism, second-guessing, all takes power from you. It removes it from your field. Loving kindness returns energy to your field. And when you understand that, you will be better able to understand this lesson. So, what then do we do with our negative thoughts? Because if you took only this part of the lesson, you would feel unsafe unless you were feeling angelic. And we are not feeling angelic, so that does not do that. But when you think about something that has impacted you negatively, you have two positions from which to deal with that. The first position is that the negative thing has more power than you do. You do not ever want self-communication to lead you to that place. That is another position where the energy flows out of you. It does not stay in you, it flows out. So when we see something or think something or react to something that is negative, the first thing we do is say, I had a very negative reaction to that. Notice what we are saying. We are acknowledging something, but we are owning it in such a way that we do not lose power. We are looking at something and saying, I had a negative reaction to that. The I is the subject of the sentence, as we say. You had that negative reaction, but you are staying with I. Now, very often, that is really all you need to do in terms of energy. I had a negative reaction to that because it was scary, or because it was mean, or because it was confusing. You can add a codicil like that, but keep it with the I. Here is where it can go wrong for you. When you have a negative reaction to something and you point the finger and say, that made me. That made me. That made me feel bad. That made me feel lost. That made me feel hopeless. Do you see how the power then flows into the negative thing? That is a thing that we want to avoid. And so that is the first way to handle it. The second way is to, and this is an important communication, I had a negative response to that, which of course I have the right to have, and it is not important. The thing is not important. My negative response is not important. It is another way of staying in your own power about internal communication. So these are things we want to remember. There, of course, is always, how do we say, an attractive charge on the negative. And that is something in this time that we have been in, when we have been alone, many of us have had the opportunity to examine, oh, this negative feeling or this negative reaction I have had has more power than I want it to have. And here is the thing. It is so easy when you are concerned about something to argue for the power of the negative. When you do that, your own power pours out like water running down a drain. And we do not want to do that. You see, your ability to hold your own energy is the thing that makes you able to attract what it is that you want to bring into your life. So we need to really come to grips with this internal communication, particularly about things that are frightening or negative or upsetting, because the last thing we want to do is pour our personal energy into an event or a condition or anything that is going to make us feel that way. Now, once again, we do not do this perfectly, of course, but like Alice going down the rabbit hole, so to speak, we do not want to go down the hole with any of these things. If you have a disappointment, of which you are going to have, it is part of life. The disappointment is never bigger than you are, unless you give a lot of fear and anger and upset and frustration to that thing that happened. And then what you've, it still is not really bigger than you are, but you have made it bigger than you are. And here is where we will be working in a new paradigm as we begin to become more creative. Because what we want is we want to be responsible for our energy, but we also want to be aware that some things draw your energy and you really need to pull the energy back. The negative does have a draw, we understand, But when you feel it, do not give up your energy. Let us say that you were expecting something to happen that did not. You remain the powerful person. Your communication with yourself has got to be, I acknowledge that that is disappointing. I acknowledge. But I am more than whatever that was. And by remaining in my own center, I can call the energy of the universe into my body and into my life. And that is going to be the thing that helps me hold the magnet. We're going to refer to your chakra centers aligned as a magnet, because they really are that. That is the magnet for what I want. And when you are able to do that, then you are able to release whatever is happening around you. You are able to be patient is not quite the word, but it is close. So you are, many things happen before the right things happen. And that is all right, because none of the things are more important than you. And that is the thing you want to be able to hold in your communication, in your internal communication, you with yourself. When you find yourself thinking too much about something lost or something not gained, then you are losing power. And this is the thing. On a spiritual path, that is a thing that you are going to take responsibility for. That the keeping of your own energy in your own body. Now, here is a thing we often see when we are watching you and guiding you. It is almost as though sometimes it is easy to give the universe three strikes before it is out. Very insulting, by the way, to the universe, since the universe gets all the strikes that it wants and it is never out. So we simply want to remind you about that. But the thing that you must hold in your center is that if you are open, and as we saw tonight, as you were managing all of these things, and you have flexibility, but your eyes are open, and you are not holding an old, constricted view of yourself and your life, but you are holding an open view of yourself and your life, then the right thing at the right time in the right way will come to your life, because that is the commitment of the universe to people who love the light. So, perhaps a lot in one lesson, but we are going to take a little time and speak about it together. In this teaching, as in all the teachings of light, may you be blessed. Begin to breathe deeply, but easily. Feel the blue of peace around you. Inhale peace. Exhale fear. Become aware of a cleansing energy from the heart of the earth. Feel it come up and into your root, and wash the root clean. Let the cleansing energy come into the second center and wash that center free of judgment and shame. Let the cleansing energy come up and into the solar plexus. And feel any of the emotions that are harsh or hurtful washed out of that center. Feel the cleansing energy come up and wash your heart center, washing away any pain or fear or wounding that might have caught there. Let the cleansing energy remove it from your heart. Let the cleansing energy come up through your body and into your throat. Let the cleansing energy wash any harshness that may be there in your communication, particularly with yourself. Let it leave your body, your energy. Feel the cleansing energy come up through your body and into the third eye. And let the cleansing energy wash away any doubts you might have about your own intuitive powers, your ability to know yourself and to know outside of yourself. Feel the cleansing energy come up through your body and into the crown. And let the cleansing energy open the crown and open more widely, so you are making a place to receive the generosity of the universe and you're expanding it to receive more of that generosity. Feel the golden light of the universe begin to pour into your body. Expanding your ability to receive. And in your third eye, your ability to know. Feel the golden light flow into your communication center and support loving kindness in every word you say to yourself. Feel the flow of golden light into your heart and let that golden light nourish your garden and the beautiful place that you build for yourself in your heart. Feel the flow of golden light into your solar plexus. And make an emotional place to receive comfort and support and love. Feel the flow of golden light into your second center. And let that light make a place to accept the natural cleansing that happens in that center. The waterfall that washes away anything you do not wish to keep in your energy or in your body. Feel the flow of golden light into your root. And let that golden light begin to form the pattern that you need to create the life you are living now and that you will be living very shortly. And feel that alignment of all of the chakras. And feel that they have become magnetic. So as you walk in the world, you draw to yourself the highest, finest things. Now bring your attention into your heart center and look around at what is growing there. See the colors, the flowers, the water that runs free, the places of comfort where you can go anytime you wish to rest. And see a path that begins to go up the mountain in your heart. And see how easy it is to climb there with no effort, simply following your path. And come to a place in your path where there are flowers growing. And allow yourself to feel for the flowers, the colors that you really need. Perhaps that you will take back to the center of your garden. Stop for a moment and feel for those flowers. And return to the path and let the path move up. And come to a place where there is a golden cauldron. And into that cauldron, place any negative communication you may have with yourself or you ever have had. Let it flow into that cauldron. All the shoulds. Pouring out of you and into that golden cauldron. Now feel all of those being stirred and changed in that cauldron. And know that they are transforming. And allow yourself to see a symbol of that transformation. Rest the mind. Know the transformative symbol. Now move upward on the path and come to the place of the gift. Once again, rest the mind. Allow this place to show you the gift. when you've known your gift, begin to walk lightly back down the path. And know that every step you take is full of energy designed for you. And every breath you take, you are breathing in what the universe is sending you for your highest good. Come back into the center of your heart. And breathe to ground, to center, and when you've grounded in your heart, open your eyes.